What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founders Journal, my audio diary made public for the world. This show gives you, the business builder, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew. My goal is to help you think better in order to build better. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a pattern of growth that so many businesses share, including Morning Brew, and why I call this specific pattern the balloon effect. Let's hop into it. So here's the backstory. Yesterday, I was sent an article by Sahil Bloom, who has become a good internet friend. By just a caveat, good internet friend means someone I've not yet met in person, but talked to a lot on Twitter and over digital platforms. He's a great thought leader on Twitter who creates these amazing threads about business and economic principles. He tells interesting business stories of, you know, historical figures. And I think he's grown faster than any handle on Twitter that I've seen this year. He grew from a few thousand followers to 75,000. So you should definitely follow him, whether it's to study his principles that he writes about or just study how someone grows so quickly on the platform. But anyway, Sahil sent me this article from Bloomberg. It was titled, quote, "The North Carolina Kid Who Cracked YouTube's Secret Code." And this article was about YouTube's 22-year-old megastar, Mr. Beast. Some of you have heard of Mr. Beast. Other people think I'm talking about like a fantasy character. Mr. Beast, or Jimmy Donaldson, is the most successful YouTuber in the world right now. He has 49.2 million subscribers on his main YouTube account. And in the last 28 days, people have spent more than 34 million hours watching his movies. He was also just named Creator of the Year at the Streamy Awards, which I think of as like the Emmys for the creator economy. And by the way, if you're saying to yourself, oh, you know, he's just getting a ton of views on YouTube, it's not like a legitimate business. I don't know the exact figures, but my understanding is that next year, Mr. Beast is going to do around $100 million in revenue. So he has a very legitimate business. And so people look at Mr. Beast and what they see for themselves is someone who is a one in a million internet celebrity who's hit the career lottery and, you know, some amount of skill and a whole lot of luck. Yes, there's luck involved in any entrepreneur's journey. But what I see is someone who busted their ass for years on end, took pride in their craft and became a student of their work and finally reached their potential. And what fascinates me about Mr. Beast's story is the trajectory of his success and why his success looks so similar to that of other creators, other businesses, and even more personally, like the success of Morning Brew. This is where the balloon effect comes into play. So many businesses look like Mr. Beast in their trajectory. What you find is so many businesses have their founders and their early employees put in the work day after day to grow modestly, to grow linearly for years on end. And they do this for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And then there's some tipping point. And you don't know when the tipping point is, but for some businesses, that tipping point is a single event. For other businesses, it's a specific internal decision or action that leads to this tipping point. And once you hit this tipping point, the trajectory of your business, the visibility of your business changes forever. You go from gradual growth to exponential growth in a short period of time, like a step function. For Morning Brew, this was us growing from 2,000 to 100,000 subscribers in 3 years. So between 2015 and 2018, basically from when we started the company to after I left my full-time job at Morgan Stanley to work on Morning Brew. 3 years, we grew from 2,000 to 100,000 subscribers. And then 2018 to 2019, in just 12 months, we grew from 100,000 subscribers to 1 million subscribers and became one of the largest daily newsletters in the country, period. And for us, Morning Brew's tipping point was created by our decision to reinvest our early ad dollars from brands into paid marketing on Facebook, which got this virtuous cycle going of rapidly acquiring new subscribers that we could then sell to brands for more ad dollars. And so bringing it back to Mr. Beast for a second, his story looks eerily similar. The now 22-year-old creator, started posting on YouTube at the age of 12, where most of his content revolved around videoing himself playing video games. He had two channels. One channel was him videoing himself playing Call of Duty, and one was him playing Minecraft. But he was committed to creating content on the platform, and he spent a ton of time studying big name creators that he looked up to, like PewDiePie. But for so many years of him creating content, he didn't see benefit from the platform. He wasn't making money. He wasn't growing a lot. And for the first few years, he filmed every video on his phone. He didn't have a microphone, and his laptop crashed constantly. And so what ended up happening, the tipping point for Mr. Beast was the following. He ended up taking the risk to drop out of college. I don't believe his mom actually knew, or he lied to her about it. And he started seeing some success with a new category of video content that he started creating, which was the category of stunts. These included doing everything from watching a fellow YouTuber's rap video on loop for 10 hours to spending 24 hours in prison, then an insane asylum, then a deserted island. But he hit that tipping point after finding the content that clicked with his audience, and the views on his videos skyrocketed. In his first 6 years on the site, he generated just 6 million views. So 6 years, 6 million views. But then at the age of 18, with his full attention on YouTube, this was right after he dropped out of college, he got to 122 million annual views. At 19, so the year that he was 19, he attracted more than 460 million views. Mr. Beast this year will generate more than 4 billion views. And this pattern of growth, the growth that Mr. Beast experienced 10 years into creating YouTube content, the growth that Morning Brew experienced 4 or 5 years into sending out a newsletter and growing that newsletter, this linear slog to a seemingly overnight pop is something that I now think of as the balloon effect. And here's how it goes. So many businesses are like a water balloon. Day one of the business, through hard work, through grit, you open up the faucet. And it's not like a faucet in your home that just stays open once you've opened it for the first time. Your hard work and grit is forcing the faucet open, and you need to keep grinding day in and day out to keep that faucet open. And water comes out and it begins filling up the balloon. The balloon fills up gradually as water takes up the empty space in the balloon. And if you think about it from the perspective of the business, filling up of the balloon takes years of work, years of challenges, years of pain and mistakes that businesses or creators like Mr. Beast endure before blowing up. And turning on the faucet is this work, this process, this work ethic that must be done for water or for a business, your product, to come out. But you don't see the fruits or exponential growth of your work on day one, day 10, day 100, or even day 1000. It takes years of holding the faucet open, letting water run into the balloon, and building up pressure for you to truly experience explosive growth. And just as that point of explosive growth for a business is unpredictable, for Morning Brew, we didn't know we were going to go from 100,000 to a million in 2018 to 2019. Mr. Beast, I'm sure, didn't know he was going to get to 4 billion views this year after spending 8 or 9 years getting tens of thousands of views. But what happens is it's unpredictable, but you know when it happens. When you reach the tipping point, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it. And like a balloon will continue building up pressure with this water, with this flow of water, until in one instant, you don't know when that instant is going to be, everything changes. The balloon simply can't handle any more pressure, and it explodes, sending water in every which direction. And when the balloon finally pops as a business and you reach that tipping point, your reach, your legitimacy, the influence you wield is far-reaching beyond your wildest dreams. Much like the balloon that has exploded with water going in every direction beyond the confines of the balloon itself. And while not every business fits neatly into this framework of the balloon effect, I do believe so many companies experience this pattern of growth. And so what I'm going to do is I wanted to get this concept out into the open. And next episode, I'm going to dive deeper into this framework and break down why specifically I think so many businesses like Morning Brew grow in such a specific manner from gradual to exponential. Until then, thank you so much for listening to Founders Journal. And as always, please shoot me an email to alex@morningbrew.com if you have any ideas, any feedback, or any questions about the show. See you on Friday, everyone. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.